In this episode, I'm going to talk about how to help others. I'm going to talk about my friend's friend story, who apparently is going through some trouble and they need some help, or not necessarily that they need some help, or that the people around this person feel like she needs some help. So with that said, this person's story is that they are, in a way, in my opinion, they're going to two extremes. They're hitting the opposite extreme. They're typically very liberal, and they're going to the other extreme of being pretty conservative. And they're at a point where they're living in an apartment that I believe was paid for by her parents, and now she doesn't want to live there anymore. She just left home. She's not using, I guess, the money that she made, or the money or anything that her parents have asked her for, and suddenly just dropped it all. Not even using the food that she was provided for, dropped it all. Left her job, or got fired, actually, I think, from her job, because she's fine with it because she didn't like the way that they were making their fish, or they were treating their fish, or something like that, or how their fish was sourced. Which I get, which I understand. However, she's, for some people, they're seeing it in a way that, okay, like, you're leaving home, but you don't even have another home to go to. You're leaving a job, but you don't have another job to go to. You're not using the money that you've saved up because you feel like it was not made morally right. And people are thinking, like, hey, like, this person is likely to be living on the street. And so in this situation, what I would suggest people do is to, one, take their agenda out of this situation. Take their agenda out of this whole situation. Instead of thinking about, okay, you need to do XYZ, think about, or ask the person, like, what do they need? How can I help you? Now, it doesn't mean that you do things that go against what you believe is right, or what you believe is true to you. I find the best way to approach it is through, one, asking yourself, what do I want out of this situation? What do I want from, say, helping this person? Versus asking, what does this person want out of it? And this is kind of contradicting what I just said earlier. In asking yourself what you want out of something, you eliminate, I guess, a feeling of resentment that may come about when you help someone in a way that they want to be helped, or because they want help, and you expecting something back. So you eliminate the feeling of wanting something back because you already got what you want. I know it kind of sounds selfish, but give it a thought. It makes sense when you satisfy something that you want, or just simply ask yourself, why am I helping this person? Right? Is it because, like, you really you're thinking that you feel like a caring person and a loving person, and you're doing things out of that love and care? Or are you doing, say, these things because you want to be a loving and caring person? So that's kind of, say, doing things to be versus being things, and then doing out of that being. I hope that makes sense. The other thing too that I was thinking about is that what we can do is we offer the person the things that we can help them in, and then the person, like, says yes or no. They take it or they leave it, right? But still, we try to help the person in the best way that they want to be helped in, as long as it, say, doesn't really go against what we, like, it doesn't make us, say, do things that would actually hurt us. And that, say, like, if the person, say, on the streets, and, like, you can take them in, but they don't want to be taken in, you tell them, like, hey, get me food, but the only one is McDonald's, like, I don't think it's a hugely bad idea to get them some McDonald's. And what I'm going to add to this is that, sure, like, okay, say in that situation that I was just talking about, that the person's on the streets and you feel like, okay, like you want to take them in, like they need a residence more than anything, but they really don't want to go home, or they don't want a residence to stay in. Can you force them? No, they just, maybe they tell you, hey, I just want food. And you're like, okay, like, let me get you this like really healthy sandwich, but like, no, I just want McDonald's. Do you just say no? For me, I have a little bit of trouble with this, because I'd like to say, if I'm going to offer somebody food, I want to offer them the best type of food. But at the same time, I'm just trying to adopt this perspective of meeting people where they are at and not forcing anything. Basically help them as they need to be helped. Not have this agenda that there's a right way to do things or a bad way to do things. Just really kind of accept and understand other people's past in life. And so in this situation, I believe if this, say, happened to me, I would go ahead and step into a McDonald's for the first time in years and buy this person like the Big Mac that they want. I was watching the trailer for the new Tupac movie that came out, and in a line he said that you gotta, I think it went along the lines of that, you gotta understand somebody's world to lead them out. And that's important. You gotta be able to say understand, say, a different level of consciousness or say or awareness, but you have to be in a strong enough position yourself that you don't get pulled down to that lower level of consciousness. Now, I'm not saying that someone that's homeless or someone that's living on the streets or can't provide food for themselves is at a lower level of consciousness of you, but I don't believe so. I don't, and I also don't believe that any path in life is better or worse than the other. So I believe it would be in our best interests not to think of ourselves as righteous or that we're doing a righteous thing. No one path is better than the other. I really truly believe that at this point. So in this situation, what we do when someone needs help is that, one, you help them in the way that they need to be helped, as long as it really doesn't hurt you. Two is that you ask yourself, what do I actually want out of this? And ensuring that there is no resentment that builds up if you give the person help and they don't, say, reciprocate, because that's why we're asking that question, because you already got what you want out of it by helping the person, if that's, say, a quality that you want to embody. And what was my third point is that there's, in some, this wasn't something I mentioned, but in some circumstances, like if a person really doesn't need help, or if the person doesn't really want the help that you're providing or that you can give them, what we do is like we tell the person that, hey, I can help you in A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but they want help in H, I, J, K, L, M, P, and you can't help them in that. Then you can't help them in that, right? You help them the way that you can help them. And maybe down the line, they're able to receive help in the way that you can help them. And in that instance, then I think it would be a good idea to help that person, right? And what was my point? Little pause while I bring my point up again. Anyways, I can't bring up this point that I had in my mind. But booty. Okay, that's it. No, I can't remember. Okay, so with that said, we help people that they, with the way that they say want to be helped in. If there comes a point in time where we can help them in, if we can't help them, then we can't help them. That's fine. Wait, that's the point. If we can't help them, that's fine. Like, let it be. Sometimes people, you just gotta let them do their own thing and figure out their own stuff on their own. There's just different ways to do things. And I'm going to continue on that last thought. I hope these three segments don't sound weird separate, because there is 3 5-minute segments and then you kind of put them together into an episode. I hope it doesn't sound too weird for it to be mixed up. But that last point that I was saying was that if you really can't help a person, or they really don't want help in the way that you can offer it, then it is what it is, right? So a lot of times, like, we just gotta let people go through their own process, their own way of doing things. And that's personally how I kind of go with things. There's a lot of situations where I guess people don't feel like they can help me in. And in a way, I'm hard to convince. And that's more so with people that are really hard to convince, or very analytical, and they're very independent. It's really hard to convince them of doing things in a particular way. They really like to be self-guided, and pretty much that. I'm the kind of person that does the same thing as this person did, which is kind of go to two extremes. But then for me, it's like once I hit the two extremes, then I find the middle. But I still play around with that. I still experiment with that. I'm going to keep this last segment short. I hope this was really helpful for everybody that really took the time to listen to this. Really appreciate the support. Please share this message if you really believe in it, if you really believe in this kind of philosophy of how it helps other people. Like it on Facebook if this is how you found it. Subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcast, please subscribe. Or if you're on Google Play, listen to this, please subscribe. Much love to you all. I'm kind of in the beginning stages, and any support that I can get would be absolutely fantastic and very, very much appreciated. Much love to you all. Send me your feedback or any kind of topic that you want me to kind of explore and talk about. Most of this podcast is going to be, for now, it's going to be me teaching the things that I'm learning to help me learn a little bit better and teach it better. And if I can help people in the process, amazing, awesome. Anyways, take care, much love once again. Yeah, that's it. Have a good night. Time for me to go eat and sleep.